What gives? Grindr is suspending users' accounts with no explanation. September 20, 2020 by Corey Andrew. Adobe Images, /hookup. This weekend I happened upon a conversation regarding the hookup at Grind. I was making my usual rounds in a few private, gay men's Facebook groups when someone posted the following, exp-player-logo. Facebook screenshots. I just saw many people getting banned on Grind. Anyone been banned from Grind recently? Quickly, other Grind subscribers in the group began to share stories of recently being arbitrarily banned from the app for violating the policies. However, in nearly every instance, the subscribers claimed to have done nothing wrong. They also collectively complained that they were given no reason for the ban despite their attempts to inquire and get reinstated. One user, David, shared, "I got banned for no reason, and Grind doesn't respond to their emails when you inquire as to why you're banned." Another user, Rocky, shared, "Yes, I got banned, and never got a reason why." Moments later in the thread, a third user named James chimed in, "I got banned about a month ago and still don't know why. All I can say is F**ck Grind. Why this is happening is anyone's guess. Still, some men feel targeted because the bans occurred after they sent another user their nude pics." One, a young 20-something, explained that after he sent nudes to another subscriber, he abruptly received a strange message that his account was suspended. It further directed him to go into the Apple Store and cancel his subscription. Wang claims there was nothing out of the ordinary about the pics he had shared. Just as others have stated, he too was unable to get any assistance or information about the suspension of his account. Grind's entire premise and construct is to meet others for dates, hook, dash, ups, consensual encounters, etc. That's initiated through the chat feature, which allows sexually explicit photos to be sent privately. So, if that now violates policy, it's absurd not to inform the site's subscribers. The conversation quickly turned to one of speculation. Some of the men in the group claiming censorship, homophobia, or some phobia were the reasons for the suspended accounts. Homophobia seems far-fetched, considering it's a gay dating app, but as Juan shared more of his ordeal, perhaps here was another reason for his suspension. "My story is that I recently started to dress as a female, and apparently I got blocked for messaging people back. My inbox had been full since September the 9th. I couldn't control whoever wanted to message me." Juan seems to be speculating that maybe there is discrimination on the app against crossdressers, drag queens, or trans community members. Possibly though, if he were messaging multiple people back within a short window of time, his account might have gotten flagged incorrectly as spam account. That has happened. However, if nobody from the app's customer service department responds to inquiries, how would Juan ever know? Whereas many group members thought China still owned the app, it was sold to SanVicent Acquisition, a Los Angeles firm, in 2020, just 4 years after China originally acquired it. With that information, Facebook user Izo was determined to find out why the app suspended him without incident and then further blocked his IP address so he could not even make a new account. According to Izo, "It's crazy. They banned me and can't provide a reason. I went on LinkedIn and messaged the new CEO, who is straight. Grind was bought by 3 straight men. There you go. I reached out to Grind for comment, and as yet, no response." It's worth noting that according to user response on the app overall, it has one of the worst global consumer ratings of its genre. Take, for example, the review site Testpilot, where in Australia, the app has 1 star out of 5 and a 91% bad rating out of 100. Making matters worse, Grindr is increasingly becoming more inundated with fake accounts, catfishing schemes, and solicitations. Not to mention that significant snafu over a year ago when the app was caught peddling users' private information, including HIV status, to third-party tech companies. Combined with Grind's rather audaciously expensive monthly subscription pricing, this all equates to increasing unpopularity. The writing's on the wall, and a mass exodus from the app is already happening. Gay men are cancelling subscriptions and feeling more comfortable with competitors, including Scruff, Manhunt, Prowler, and Hornet. I have no idea what's going on in Grind's corporate boardroom, but the brand better take notice, because it's just 5 minutes away from becoming the MySpace of gay dating apps. Facebook. Twitter. Reddit. Email. Related. Naked Eminem is dynamite in his Dolly Parton challenge. What do Inter's older gay men think of Grind? You can now access Grindr on your laptop. Tags #gayhookups, #grind, #hookingup, scruff, sex. Mark Ozick. August 4, 2022 at 12:39 a.m. When birthday is today and I become 18, but they banned me for no reason. No. Also 2 years ago already. They still not let me go to grind. Reply. Justin. August 2, 2022 at 4:59 p.m. I got banned too, after using the app for 6 years with no issues. Like all the above, no reason and no explanation from the appeals process that just said violation of whatever. I 100% did not violate any of their rules. I then left a detailed review on Apple Store and Google Play with 1 star, suddenly there's no 0-star option. Then upon reading the other reviews on both sites, there are loads of others having the same issue. Some with replies from Grindr LLC, stating why would we ban users for no good reason. Our point exactly. It's such a poor business model unless you're trying to drive the business out of business, which is what will happen. My friend, I spoke with a few hours ago, he's on Grindr too, me he can still see my profile online on and off too, last seeing me online yesterday. My ban happened about a month ago, which means guys I was in contact with may be messaging me and think I'm ignoring them, which I never do, there's enough ignorant idiots on there as it is. My friend had contacted me, as of this morning he has a banned message appear too when he opened his Grindr app approaching lunchtime, he just closed it and got on with his day, then he opened it again around 1800 hours and it was back and working again. WTF is going on with Grindr? Anyone know a decent alternate app? I live in a place that has no local gay places at all to be able to get an offline gay life. Grindr has completely mucked up my sex life and taken away a lot of friends I had made on the app too. Effing hate them right now for that. Anyway, rant over and see you on another, gay own this time, app. Reply. Justin. August 3, 2022 at 9:25 a.m. I have an update to my above essay. The error code I got from the banned page that came up on the app was error 27BTW. Ed, from Grindr support got in touch with a generic response just now, to which I have replied, along with his requested info. So I'm still waiting for my account to be unbanned at this time. I think someone reported me as being underage, I've only ever updated the app and not re-downloaded it for a very long time. But it basically said, we have reason to believe you are underage, etc. etc. Please join us on your 18th birthday, etc. If you're not underage, then please provide proof in all the following ways. 1. Type your email address, above this line, electronically. The email address you signed into Grindr with. 2. Write the same email address clearly on a piece of paper. I did so in clear and large font. 3. Take a photo with the piece of paper near your face and send it to us. 4. Take a photo of a government-issued ID that shows your face, date of birth and name. I sent my driver's license with the piece of paper with my email on as background. Once you send these materials, we will review the information against your profile info etc. and reinstate your account. Either way, we will destroy your verification details and make a note on your account so this doesn't happen again. Etc. etc. Apologies for inconvenience etc. So hopefully that's that sorted. I'll update here if it goes wrong, but assume it has gone right. I hope this helps someone. Seems the error 27 code means that they think you are underage. Even though you can't even download the app from the Play Store without verifying your age first, I believe it's the same with the Apple App Store now too. Reply. Justin. August 3, 2022 at 10:28 a.m. Found an app that may help users who are unsuccessful with the above two, called Multiple Accounts on Google Play Store. I didn't get to use it but the link below is where I found it, which is a video showing it in use. I don't know if the Apple App Store holds it though. Not sure if links are allowed here or not. Web, link, https://www.reddit.com/user/parking_ingenuity389/comments/tar36sv/grindr_banned_your_account_as_well_as_your_device/reply. Justin. August 11, 2022 at 9:39 a.m. Here's a further update. I'm still banned on Grindr. 2 days after sending in my proof of age in reply to Ed's age proof request, I had another reply, directly replied from the email I sent with the photo proof I sent in. It even had the pics I'd attached as proof attached with it. As emails do. This time, from someone called Chris, basically stating that my ban decision was final and no further appeal can be made. It appeared that he/she had not even read my reply and just pasted the generic no reason given reply in. So I started replying again daily to the email that it had sent. What could they do? Ban me? Lol, my intention being to annoy them as much as they are annoying me and flood their messages. The only way I'd stop is if I'm reinstated. Then I got a notice email from the Google Play Store, saying that the Grind developer had replied to my review on the Play Store. This had the usual generic response, saying they wouldn't ban members for no good reason etc. and I should email them using their email address of hello@grindr.com, and to fully explain what had happened and that they would take another look into my ban. So I did so. I then got a reply yesterday the 10th of August, saying they had escalated my case to a senior member of the team. This was signed off as being from Community Advocate. No name, just that. We'll see. Also, which may be related, I then received an email from Google saying they had changed my Google account settings. The following stated in the body of the text, for a more age-appropriate experience, Google has changed some of your settings because you aren't confirmed to be over 18. If you are 18 or older, you can verify your age when you check your settings, with a button below saying, check settings. So I checked my settings, my birthday was correct and my age shown as verified. Which I had done to just be able to even download the Grindr app. So I am now also messaging with Google to see what is going on there, as I feel it may be related to Grindr suddenly banning me out of the blue. Google replied saying they were aware of an issue where some of their systems have trouble reading the age verification data and I may be one of the thousands affected by it. They are working on the problem, but no fixed date can be given as to when the issue will be corrected, but hopefully it will be soon. So from what I can now gather, this is a Google issue and is their own systems being unable to read their age verification data properly. Which then notifies age-restricted apps like Grindr that a user is underage, then the user gets banned automatically by the age-restricted apps, who are not wishing for their app to be taken off the platform, be it the app or Play Store. It's now understandable, but doesn't sort out the problem. Myself and many innocent others have been banned due to a technical error caused by Google, but the response from Grindr Help is still extremely unhelpful and in my opinion a disgusting way to treat its members by not even giving a reason for the ban in most cases, and their totalitarianism in stating their decision is final. I'll update again here on my issue as it progresses, but hopefully this will give some people an idea of what is going on and why they may be banned for no apparent reason. Which is infuriating. As an aside, I have started using Scruff again after a 2-year break, and found lots of guys I chatted with, who have had the same ban issue from Grindr and simply taken their business there. Reply. Anonymous. December the 26th, 2022 at 7:33 AM. I got error 27, but they never told me to show them ID. It been 8 days, 7/8 sen. Reply. JF. June the 14th, 2022 at 4:23 AM. I got banned for no reason. Error, 27. Good job. Reply. Alan Walker. February the 9th, 2022 at 11:24 AM. I've just been banned today. I appealed and for a response from Rose saying they cannot provide me with any more info and will not reply to any more message relating to my account. I don't think I did anything wrong. I certainly don't recall breaking the rules. Tried setting up a new account using a different email and still couldn't access it. This is after I paid the monthly subscription. I won't let this matter rest though. Reply. James. February the 22nd, 2022 at 7:48 PM. I got banned today. Claimed I was underage. Followed the steps to reverse the approval because I am very much over 18. Reply. Dustin Miller. March the 18th, 2022 at 1:04 AM. What ended up happening? I opened an BBB complaint and one with Consumer Affairs of California. Reply. Rami. June the 1st, 2022 at 9:34 AM. Did you get back to Grindr? And if you are back, how? Reply. Mark. January the 19th, 2022 at 12:22 PM. Thanks for banning me Grindr for no reason other than trolls false reporting because my big deal was too much of big threat. You gave me my life back. Reply. Tynex0A1A. December the 1st, 2021 at 8:04 AM. I was banned yesterday and that was my third time. The first time was because I looked under 18, the second was because I was helping a friend out to see if he was banned, and after 6 days of me hiding behind my paid subscription to stay on the app, I was banned yesterday when Monday night all my conversation was going well. I told Grind what was going on and nothing, so yeah, I'm staying off the app permanently. Reply. Dean Papagianis. October the 2nd, 2021 at 12:23 PM. Got banned for no reason. I attached proof that fraud happened and they said nope, suspension. Why have appeals page when you're not going to reinstate? Class action lawsuit, here we come. Reply. Ivan. October the 14th, 2021 at 6:11 PM. I just got banned yesterday, 10.13.21 and 1 and the same, yes, no reasons provided for the ban, whatsoever. I exchanged a few emails with Rose from the Grind customer support, who is repeating over and over again my violation of terms of use and policies without providing any specific examples. I am not giving up. The account was banned and subscription cancelled, of course money was not returned. All our cases should be taken together and Grind should be taken to court. Imagine how many individuals who paid subscription they cancelled and took their money. Grind was for years owned by one Chinese company. Imagine the scope of this whole nonsense. Grind was profiting from individuals who would be persecuted because of their homosexuality in the country of the company that owned Grind. And since in China there is no private company, but everything is owned by the Chinese Communist government, LGBTQ individuals across the globe were paying government that would persecute, torture, and maybe even kill them for their sexual orientation. LGBTQ community should abandon Grind. I have no desire to go back on Grind, but I will not give up until I get a document stating what rules I violated and money back for the subscription paid. Reply. Steve. August the 24th, 2021 at 6:41 PM. I was just banned. I have no clue why. No nudes, etc. I am dumbfounded. This has never happened before. They did not give me a reason. It makes no sense unless they randomly target in people who are using the app and not paying for their services. That's the only thing I can think of. Reply. Jake. August the 23rd, 2021 at 4:26 AM. I created a Grind profile a few years ago and within an hour my account was banned. I hadn't even made contact with anyone and had just been exploring the site. Reply. Bill. August the 11th, 2021 at 6:08 AM. Banned too, no explanation offered, no chance given, but they keep all my cash. Appealing to Apple is a great idea. Reply. Dangor. July the 1st, 2021 at 8:06 AM. I heard rumors about Grind banning users for no reason but never believed them. Until it happened to me a few days ago. They responded with a untrue reason but never gave a chance to appeal or at least send any evidence. Will not be renewing my subscription, and won't be buying anything they advertise. It will take some time, but I hope the gay community gets rid of Grindr and its greedy, whimsical, power-hungry norms. Reply. Tony Sanson. June the 3rd, 2021 at 11:48 AM. Grind community standards is trash, you get banned for no reason and they will tell you in the email that their decision is final? Bullshit app. Reply. Doesn't care anymore. May the 29th, 2021 at 12:25 PM. I was banned after telling a guy that he was a piece of trash and to f**k off, because he asked me to PNP, which means to have sex while high on meth. If Grind wants to say I'm mean for saying that. Whatever. The app is rampant with men who use meth. Reply. Mr. Realif. May the 3rd, 2021 at 11:29 AM. Honestly, I'm so happy I got banned. Grindr is really a mind-sickening app that literally steals your life away. Be happy equals you got your life back. Flirt with guys in the street, club or old-fashioned gay bar. Ah, good memories. Reply. Anonymous. May the 26th, 2021 at 3:21 PM. Reading this comment made my entire day. You are so right, ever since I got banned, I got my life back too. And I'm so happy about it. Smiling face with smiling eyes. Reply. Anonymous. May the 2nd, 2021 at 7:41 PM. Yep, same thing happened just after I paid $$ for renewal. I got my cash after an appeal to Apple after contesting the issue. Still no response from Grind though. Reply. Yeah. April the 24th, 2021 at 2:43 p.m. Same thing happened to me today, but the most ironic thing is that the ban happened after I had cleared the text portion of my profile. Seriously? Grind really needs to step up their game. Reply. Anonymous. April the 20th, 2021 at 9:23 a.m. Had similar experience, and then said they couldn't state why due to privacy, on my account. Baffled. What happens to profiles once they're banned? Are users not supposed to be able to access and delete their data? Sure, there must be some sort of regulation they're breaching, if not 100 single quote s more. Reply. Anonymous. April the 16th, 2021 at 9:16 a.m. Same here, I was banned for no reason. I upload my face pic 3 pictures, then after reviewing it they banned me. My pictures were legit and no nudity, it's my face pic only, lol. Reply. Anonymous. April the 7th, 2021 at 2:50 p.m. I barely used the app. Check in every so often to acknowledge messages. My pictures are decent. I recently installed the latest version which erased my chat history, then a few days later I was banned. Reply. Anonymous. April the 2nd, 2021 at 8:24 p.m. Mine too. I got banned for no reason, and when I got response they just say, oh, you're banned, and we can't give you a reason for being banned. Reply. Leave a comment. Comment. NAM email website. CoreyAndrew-on-camera host/writer at Instinct Magazine and Grit Daily. Me songwriter, vocalist, recording artist. Verified on Shazam and Spotify. Grammy voter. Follow me on Instagram at @KeyAndrew. Sign up for our newsletter. Sign up now for our most popular posts and more, delivered straight to your inbox. Privacy policy. Copyright Instinct Magazine 2022, all rights reserved.